This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Could not be with us tonight. We've got 36 minutes. You want to run with it?
Yeah, we can talk about a few things. For one thing, Major Baird really needs our prayers. Turns out he's got glaucoma.
Oh boy, I saw that message today.
And it's basically a disease where you lose fluid in your eyes. And basically, I guess they have some things they can do for it now, but with COVID, I don't know that he can get to the States to get those treatments.
Have you got an update on that volcano? Can they even get anywhere right now?
Well, and that's just it. I don't know that they can even get out because you can't fly anything in because of the ash in the air.
Good grief.
And I know about that because I was lived in Oregon when Mount St. Helens blew.
Does he have food and water restored?
Yes. He's in pretty good shape in that regard.
Okay, good.
But it's just, you know, he really needs to get to Fort Sam Houston to get some treatment. And that's where we need to have our Heavenly Father make a way for him.
Absolutely.
And actually the thing I might do in this short period, I was going to start on Ancient Evil, and every time we do that one, the devil fights. Because when we tried doing it before, how many times did things mess up before we finally got the program, got it working? Well, tonight's one of those nights. But what I will do is talk about a Bible code on our current Vice President of the United States. Finally had got two of them done. And this is a woman that has more cold ambition than anybody I've ever seen. You know, I saw cold ambition with Lyndon Johnson actually knocking off the President of the United States. And I just, just got a copy of the book Blood, Money, and Power by Barr McClellan, who is one of Johnson's attorneys. And I'm surprised a little bit that he would write such a book, considering he's still covered and he's still bound by attorney-client privilege. But he still did it, and it's been very interesting reading. We've seen other people, but this woman literally slept her way to the top. You know, we joke about that and say, oh yeah, she slept to get her job. Well, I even have pictures. Well, not anything pornographic, but I have a picture of them together. And I would venture to say the outfit she's wearing, you would never allow your wife to wear. Or anybody. I don't know if many women would be caught dead in that outfit. But in any case, she goes to Cal Berkeley, which is where her parents went. Her father's from Jamaica, and he received a PhD in economics. His mother was from India, and she was a biologist. And she received her PhD from Cal also. So it doesn't surprise me that she went to law school there. And she had to take the bar exam twice before she could get it passed. But that's not uncommon for the California bar. So I'm not going to say anything bad in that regard. But after that, she caught the attention of a man named Willie Brown. Willie Brown happened to be the Speaker of the California Assembly, sort of their House of Representatives. And needless to say, what they did became an affair. An affair that got Willie Brown to appoint her to a number of boards and commissions during her time. Does a sort of a resume build. But her big break came in 2002 when she won the election to become district attorney of San Francisco. And it was her boyfriend, Willie Brown, who personally ran her campaign and garnered support from Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi so that she could win the job. And she stayed there for 9 years. Then she ran for California Attorney General. Won. In fact, she won rather easily. And she stayed there for 5 years until United States Senator Barbara Boxer announced she was retiring and wasn't going to run for another term. Kamala Harris immediately announced she was running. I mean, I don't think the ink was dry on Senator Boxer's retirement note that she was already in it. And of course, because she had a lot of help, she won. She stayed in office until 2021 when she resigned to take office as Vice President of the United States. Well, yeah, she had one bump when she tried running for president in 2020. She quickly got blew out in the primaries by Tulsi Gabbard, who totally out-debated her and made her look really foolish. So we look at things like this, and we've seen it before. And on my webpage, on the first Kamala Harris page, I put up a video that's on my website, other places as well. It is a banker selling his soul to Crowley, the king of demons. The idea being he could get a bailout for his bank. Well, Kamala Harris, what do you think she could get? She's headed right to president. And that's not a good sign, because there's been prophetic warnings. So I decided, well, it's time to take a look at this and see if there are any codes. And the two key words that came in this code, Kamala Harris and ancient evil. She literally got to the top of the bad list. And how in the world could she do that? Well, we see from the code quite a bit of witchcraft involved. But the interesting thing is she made a deal with a demon we've been gotten very familiar with in the last few months. Ashimar, as we like to call him, the Joker. He makes deals, but then what he's famous for is when his deal with you doesn't benefit him any longer, he screws you. Which is exactly what the Joker did in the Superman comic books. Also, we see signs. We don't see them completely, but we see the word vampire in there. We see that she maybe has a familiar spirit, which may have come from either side of the family line. Jamaica has lots of familiar spirits associated with it. Why do you think our Heavenly Father sent Win Whirly there? To try to make a dent in that place. But she's gotten Shemarim's working for her. That's fake priests. You can read about them in Zephaniah 1:16. And that was interesting enough. But as I reasoned with this code and prayed about it, I started to realize Ashima's not enough to get ancient evil interested. Because even ancient evil knows what he's like and knows that he can't trust him either. So, we go to the next one. And we do find a demon that could take her to the top. And it's a demon many of us are very familiar with. Asmodeus. Asmodeus, well known as the king of hell. Not only in all the books on the subject, from the Lesser Key of Solomon to the grimoires that have been written, Reginald Scott's Discovery of Witchcraft. There's so many sources, and they're all saying the same thing. But the other thing that's interesting, we found a ley line that is giving her this power. Where this ley line is, I have some ideas. And if we can find the ley line, we can pray against it and break it. That's one of the things our Heavenly Father has given us power over. And if you read this code, I'm not going to say it on the air. You'll see where that ley line is. We've had other entities get their power from this ley line as well. It's maybe one of the most powerful in the country. We also see Hammer in there. Now, what on earth is Hammer? Well, in any case, we now have a demon who can take Kamala Harris to the White House. But I've also put up a couple of videos of William Branham prophecies. This is one of the few times he actually said, "Thus saith the Lord." And he said that when a woman becomes president of the United States, she would destroy this country. She would literally destroy this country. And when we started to see that, we have got to really pray this one through to the end, because our nation could very well end within the next 4 years if we don't stop this. And so I'm putting this code up. I'm going to probably do more work, because this is probably one of the more serious codes I've ever done. You know, we've delved into history. We've delved into other politicians. But never have I found one that has the capabilities this woman has. She's literally Hillary Clinton on steroids. And we thought Hillary Clinton was bad. And we saw it a lot worse when the Copper Scroll incident was going to press. And on the day it went to press, all the spirit cooking stuff came out in regard to Hillary Clinton. Well, when we published the book, we had no clue. But the book came out, and it turned out to be prophetic. Not that I think Major Baird and I were expecting that. So, the interesting thing is right now, our nation is at a major crossroad. We don't have any more chances. And this woman has a lot of mischief planned. And the code gives us indications of that. So we have prophecies. We have the codes. And I'm sure there's others about a woman president too that I'm not aware of. If some of you have some, I would be interested in seeing them. And I don't know, but one thing is for certain. This woman is bad news. And also from this code, probably the hardest thing to take in all of this. In the Jewish year 5782, which starts in a few months, starts on September 7th, 2021, and ends September 25th, 2022. This is when she supposed to take power. But it doesn't just say 5782, this is going to happen. It says 5782, will you change it? So the research has got to come in. And I'm floored by a lot of this and how serious it is. You know, this is not just some average woman. This is very serious. In a very tight code. It's a block probably 40 letters wide, maybe 15 letters tall. So it's a rather tight code. So I think this is what mainly I wanted to get off my mind tonight, because we're, and I don't know, do you have any questions, Shannon?
You know, I know that lady is just salivating at the bit to get in. And this New World Order is going to use Biden as long as he has a heartbeat. They can put him up there as a figurehead. He can continue to read off of a teleprompter and get his cues from his earpiece, just like many Hollywood actors do. Marlon Brando was famous for it in his later years, and others have used it too. They simply have someone read the lines to them from off the set into the earpiece. Many do it. Even Robert Downey Jr. said he has begun to do some of that rather than have to worry about memorizing lines so he can be fresh. Well, I'm just saying, these people are puppets up there running the show. They're not the ones running the show. They're being manipulated by the people behind it, the deep state, the shadow government, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's the seven royal families. That's what the Bible says.
And we're not
it's
getting
the seven
back to
royal
normal.
Families, which consist of the beast.
Absolutely. They have an agenda. They're dedicated to it. The only one that could slow them down is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not sure that you and I can do much. You know, if I look back at...
I think he's given us some work to do. You know, and that's one of the things. We weren't commanded to sit on our duffs. I mean, one of the great commissions that Yahushua put out to us. And one of those things is cast out devils.
We're certainly not doing that enough, and we can do a better job on that. No, I don't deny that at all. We got 15 minutes, so I want to keep my eye on the clock. Tom, I look back at this whole presidential election, and in the end, I think it was wasted energy that I put into it. Now, God was looking at our hearts. He was taking a poll who would stand up, and that's the only thing I can say that I gained out of it. But, you know, God could count on some of us out there tuning in, you, me, and others, to pray and stand in the gap. But at the end of the day, we got nothing out of it but misery. Nothing changed. And I'm done with politics. I'm not holding out hope that Trump's going to win in 4 years. Look, he's getting older than dirt. You know, 4 years from now, who knows where any of us are going to be. I'm not holding out hope for a turnaround in this country. It's over. I really do believe that. Now I hear that Joe Biden wants to tax cryptocurrency at the 40% level.
Good luck on that. How is he going to find the money? Crypto is all about hiding it.
Have you been watching the crypto market past couple weeks? Been going nuts.
Yes, insane.
I was playing some Stellar Lumens, XLM.
Yes, I was sitting there
on Pro Coinbase, and I literally saw bots in action, Tom. What I mean by bots, I saw just a chuck of trades thrown up on there instantly at one time in both directions, buy, sell, buy, sell. I am convinced that at least Stellar Lumens has been taken over by bot trading.
Doesn't surprise me.
And they were keeping it at about the 43, 44 cent range almost all weekend. I got out of there when it finally went back up a little bit, and I said, whew, got caught up in a whirlpool over there. I mean, there's manipulation going on everywhere. Really bad, the stock market. I've never played that, but I've heard about high-frequency traders. But there's also fortunes to be made right now in the world of crypto. Doggy coin, for example?
That makes no sense to me.
Nobody saw it coming. Maybe, except Elon Musk. So,
well, when you get a, they call them in the business whales. When you get a whale in a currency, it'll go up artificially. But the trouble is, now he's cornered himself. He tries to dump that at any time, it's going to go back to where it was, and he's going to lose everything. Or at least lose his investment.
In the end, Satan's going to lose everything. He's going into the lake of fire along with the demons, along with anybody who follows him. How do I tie all this in together? Tom is absolutely right. We don't sit on our doves. And you know what? I wasted a lot of time and energy, got nothing out of fighting for the election. In the end, it was stolen anyway. Just voting's not going to do it, folks. Sounding the alarm's not going to do it. Look what happened. It was stolen from us. Who's behind it all? Satan. He's a thief. And that's going to be his modus operandi until you and I meet Jesus. He's not going to stop doing what he's doing. He's a thief. He's a killer. He's a liar. He's a destroyer. So Tom is right. The only thing that's going to change is if we begin to pump the deliverance ministry like never before. We all get involved in it, for starters. We see the church at large begin to embrace it. That's the only thing that can stop demons is spiritual warfare, binding and loosing in Jesus' name. Because in, they stole the election. They did. It wasn't enough just to vote. They stole it, even when you voted, and I did. Who did? The demons. And they're controlling the World Economic Forum. They're behind all these demon-possessed people who are trying to make life hard for you and I. They want to take everything you got. They took your jobs, took your place of worship. They took your savings. And this is going on worldwide. What am I saying here? It's time like never before to go all in for Jesus. It's time to report for duty and begin to fight back using spiritual weapons. And it's time to realize the system as we know it is going down. It's going to fail you and I. That's why people are jumping into the world of crypto. And I embrace crypto. It's one of the greatest opportunities to make some money in these last days that I've ever seen. Also a great way for you to lose it if you don't know what you're doing. So I'm not recommending anything for anybody other than just to look into it. But I'm believing there's a payday coming. I was given a prophetic word that Bitcoin is a hidden garden, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
I have seen
what it
can do. I've even seen opportunities I had, and I knee-jerked on it and want to kick myself, you know, when Cardano was 10 cents. It's $1.15 today, I think.
Yes.
Bitcoin went
it's
up.
Done rather. Yeah, what's it at today?
Times.
I haven't looked too much today, but I can find out pretty quick.
So as bleak as the outlook is, we've got hope tonight. His name is Jesus Christ, and God is able to sustain his people in these last days. He'll not leave nor forsake us. He's able to protect us. He's able to deliver us from evil.
Amen.
It's like the lines are being drawn. There's no more opportunity, folks. No more time, rather, to sit there in the middle, straddle the fence. It's going to be all or nothing. Pretty soon, you're either going to take the shot or you said no. I have some family that want to visit, and we can't get them in because of the shutdown. And then I got online today, and there's a couple countries that will not allow you to come in, apparently, without taking the vax. It's not just a test now. They want a vax. And that's where we're moving. How are we going to be able to navigate this, Tom, other than through the Lord Jesus Christ?
I think the one thing is One, you're going to have to reduce your footprint. That means you're going to have to do more things electronically. And you're going to have to do that. All I can say is you're going to have to do that without gaining a lot of attention.
Right.
You know, now all your cell phones are wired in, whether you're 4G, 5G, everything's wired in. I would suggest there's a video by Steve Rambam. He's a private investigator.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He's probably the number one private investigator in the world. He's the one that caught more Nazi war criminals than anybody. And you know how he did it? Facebook.
Wow.
He said most of them would go on Facebook brazenly.
Oh, boy.
And that's how he found them. They'd post pictures and everything else.
I made the decision this morning. I'm just going to put show schedule basically up. I'm done with Facebook other than to stay in contact with people.
Yeah.
For the 10th time.
That's all I do. The other thing, I looked at Ultron here. Something I bought for $30 is now at $136.
TRX?
Yes.
That's been a favorite of mine for a long time. It got up to about 15 cent a week or so ago. There's been a reset with some of these. So there really are great opportunities to get in when you see them crash. It's just not fun to buy it and then you see it crash. But some of these are definite holds. Cardano, Stellar, Lumens.
Yeah, I like Stellar Lumens, even if it is being manipulated by the banks.
I
still like Binance. And still like Chainlink, though I'm sort of backing from it because it's gotten higher. But I do agree with you on Stellar.
I think Tron is a good hold, too. I didn't think it would break out above 3 cents for the longest time, and then it did, and it deserves a pump. It's at number 20. It's got a great project behind it. It's I think 2017, it was almost 30 cents.
Well, it's at 11 cents now. And when I got it, it wasn't even 1 cent.
Oh, man. So you did a 10X on that one. That's great.
Yeah, I look at this thing and I'm scratching my head wondering how that could happen. I've never had that kind of success in any investment. I'll be honest with you. Never.
Here's a coin I found last night. I just went to CoinMarketCap, hit the 24-hour percentage, see who's on top, and it's Harmony, also known as One. It's at number 79. It was at 14 cents last night. It's still up 40% in 24 hours. And I looked into the project, and there's a guy who has started it. He's an American professor who is one of the top engineers for Apple. And he's gotten people that have come from multiple companies, Google, several other tech companies, and they're on his board. And this one's showing some promise. Just popped up on my radar. It's called Harmony. Its acronym is One. 13 cents. You can get it on Binance US right now. It's not on Coinbase yet.
Coinbase is a little slow about picking them up.
Yeah. They've recently started to add a few more. There's another one I'm eyeballing. It's called NKN. NKN. Another one is REN, R-E-N. Both of those are on Coinbase. And what I do is I look at the historical data and I look at the low and the high and look for ones that have a spread of anywhere from 5 to 10 cents. and that you can buy for under a dollar or right around there. Those are the ones to swing trade on. Because if you see a pattern, you know, you can run with those for a while. And then sometimes they go up from there, or even they reset. But those are on my radar right now. Harmony, NKN, RIN. And I think Stellar and Lumens is fixing to go ballistic. I'm hoping it resets down to 39 cents. That would be a good buy. They just cut a deal, and they're one of the first to be partnering with a European bank. They just cut a deal with a Swiss bank. You can read about it if you look up Stellar and Lumens news.
Yeah, and getting in with that Swiss bank gets them into the entire European Union. Even though Switzerland's not a member of the EU, the banks still deal with everybody. And with Deutsche Bank in trouble, and that one bank in France is in trouble, something just tells me that.
And you know, for those that mock crypto, I just talked to the hand. I had people trying to tell me 2015 it was too late. You don't know what you're talking about. You do not know what you're talking about unless you've been a miner, unless you've day traded, unless you've created a coin, and I've done all three. Don't even talk to me negatively about it. I've done all three. I mined. I've been in it for 5 years now. I created a coin. I understand the technical side behind the coins, and I've done swing trading. And you cannot tell me that it's not an opportunity or it's all been taken over. It's not. It's like the gold rush of 1849 or whatever that was. And we were all shocked when Doggy Coin, I know they call it Doge, I just like the word Doggy, when it did a 2X. There were more millionaires made on Doggy Coin than there have probably been on anything in a long time. And I had a million of those coins, but I sold it. I thought it was a crap coin. I've learned my lesson. You can't predict. And we haven't seen anything yet. And there is money to be made. God himself gave a prophetic word on this program. And I believe it's talking about the altcoin world. It says Bitcoin is a hidden garden. There's money to be made. We're going to make money in it. Just stick with it. Be patient. Keep digging. And we're going to have the money to do those deliverance workshops. I'm going to fund them one way or the other, and I think it's going to be through crypto. With that, we're out of time. Brother Tom, we got to roll, but give out your website. How do people reach you and find out more about Bible Codes?
Okay. Go to BibleCodes.co. That's BibleCodes.co. My main website is WhiteStoneFoundation.org. And these programs are up on AliveOnTheEdge.com. And I try to get them up just as soon as I find out they're up. And we've got the Infinity Code ready to go. Hopefully Shannon has that one up soon. That one everybody needs to watch, and then you're going to learn. There's no argument about the Bible being the Word of God. Absolutely none. It is. So,
fantastic.
With that,
we'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me on, and we'll see you next week.
God bless you, brother. Folks, stand by.